This is Anthony Fasano of the Miami Dolphins, and you're listening to WDOT Port Washington.
Good afternoon, folks. You're listening to WDOT Port Washington. I'm Grant Ogolnik, and I'm here with Stephen Orso, and we have a very special guest on the show today. Miami Dolphins tight end Anthony Fasano is here with us. Anthony, how are you doing today?
Good morning. Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to get started right now. I just want to know, to begin with, who was your biggest inspiration growing up on the football field?
Well, I grew up in New Jersey, so I was a Giants fan growing up, and I liked all the great Giants in my day. Phil Sims, Mark Bavaro, Dave Meggett, all those guys, Lawrence Taylor, were all key into getting me motivated to play football at a young age.
Who is your least favorite player to play against? Who is your least favorite player to play against?
Well, there's a lot of hatred between the lines of players, but, you know, to be a professional, you have to be able to separate that and be able to move on. But a lot of good players I've played against, and, you know, one person that always stands out in my mind that was a real good player and tough for me to block was Sean Ellis. Of the Jets, who's now playing with the Patriots.
How about the most hard? How about the hardest hitting or the most feared player you've ever played against?
Well, I think a lot of players would say Ray Lewis, and I've had the privilege of playing against him a couple times, and I think he's what he's done and how he plays the game for so long is amazing.
Yeah, you can see that on the field. Where's the hardest place to play, in your opinion?
You know, I think the NFL has some great teams or great stadiums. You know, playing in that dome out in Minnesota, it gets pretty loud, and they got a bunch of horns going, and motorcycles riding around the field. So that's a pretty cool place to play, but it's also really tough on the offensive side when it's loud to hear the snap count and the different audibles.
Yeah, they got some crazy fans up there in Minnesota. How about your favorite quarterback that you've ever worked with in your football career?
My favorite quarterback is anybody that throws me the ball.
Makes sense. It sounds good.
And throws it to me often. So I played with a bunch of good ones, and you know, I've had fun with a bunch. And I don't know if I can narrow it down to one guy, but you know, whoever throws me the ball is high in my book.
It's okay. That sounds best.
Do you have any pregame rituals before the game?
You know, not really. I like to drive fast and listen to loud music on the way to the game. I don't have much of an appetite before the game, so I can't really eat a big breakfast. But besides that, I'm pretty standard, pretty basic.
What was it like being part of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish tradition and knowing you were one of the greatest tight ends in school history?
Wow. Well, that's very nice of you to say. I had a great time at Notre Dame. I played with some great players and great friends now. You know, it was a great 4 years. And it's a place that you really appreciate, I think, more and more as time goes on. And I've left that place for a while now.
How about that game against teammate Reggie Bush when he was at USC? You guys were both part of that 2005 game that Notre Dame lost 34-31. Do you guys ever argue about that call by officials to put time back on the clock?
Yeah, you know, it was a great game, and it sucked being on the losing side of it. But it's going to go down as one of the all-time great college games, and he and I bicker about it all the time, about how he cheated and pushed Leinart in and had a fumble out of bounds. It was a lot of stuff that went into that game, but, you know, happy to have him on my team now, but I hated him back then.
Yeah, that play will forever be known as the Bush Push.
What is it like being a professional athlete in Miami?
You know, it's a great city to play in when you're winning. I think I'm kind of used to that growing up on the East Coast and having pretty critical fans, and I think that's what makes the game great, and it makes winning in this area or that type of environment even better. So It's a great place to play. We have some great fans. I really like our team, the character on our team, and living in South Florida isn't too bad either. It's great weather. It's about 80 degrees right now.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. But how is it playing in Miami compared to playing in Dallas, where you were early in your career?
It's a little different. More of an East Coast feel, much closer to the water, and a little more my speed, a little faster paced. So, all those things, everyday life is a little bit different. But as far as football, I still have great fans down here as well.
What was it like when you left Dallas and Bill Parcells gave you that opportunity to come to Miami and take the tight end starting role on the team?
It was great. It was kind of a shock, but I embraced it. I knew it was going to be a good move for me. It's funny, and you never know how your career is going to play out or things are going to pan out, but you just try to make the best of it, and that's what I've been trying to do in Miami.
What is it like when you get traded from a team and just kind of get that call abruptly?
Yeah, it's a weird deal in football, and you just kind of have to pick up everything in your life and move it and get ready for a new challenge.
Right. Now, at the beginning of the year, there was a lot of talk about losing games for Andrew Luck. Did that affect the team, and how did that affect the performances on the field?
Yeah, I don't think our players listened to it much at all. We couldn't avoid hear it. But, once we're out on the field, it has nothing to do with how the players play. We definitely didn't start using us the way we wanted to, but, it had nothing to do with, our future and the Miami Dolphins' future.
Well, yeah, going off what you just said, I mean, there's definitely been a visible difference in the Dolphins' performance the past few weeks. You guys have definitely turned around your game. What happened? What changed that made you guys turn this around?
We just got into a rut earlier in the year, and we couldn't win games, and we lost a lot of close games, and let teams come back and win games on us. So execution wasn't there. All three aspects of the game weren't really clicking, where in our last three wins, I think there were team wins, and offense helped the defense. Defense helped the offense, and special teams did their part. So it was team wins.
In your opinion, when does a player become a veteran?
I think, he's old enough to be able to add some advice or wisdom or knowledge to some of the younger guys. Every player's role on a team, is a little different when it comes to being a veteran. Sometimes you're a third-year guy that has all rookies at your position, and you have to become a veteran a little bit quicker. Where other guys are 10-year guys, but they're in the room with other 10-year guys, so each situation is a little bit different.
Do you like to consider yourself a leader or a veteran leader on the Miami Dolphins now?
I think so. I think I've been in the league and in situations long enough. I also have a pretty young group of tight ends, joining me on the team. So, I've been thrust into that veteran role on my team.
Aside from on the field, what are some of the perks of being a pro athlete in Miami?
There's perks all over the place, and it definitely helps when you win. But, I don't think people realize, I don't think you get recognized as much as people think. You wear a helmet and, you appear bigger on TV than I think you are in person. So you don't get recognized too much, but, definitely people pay attention to you and watch every move you make. So you have to, make it benefit you and not make it hurt you.
Right, right. Being from New Jersey, when you play in New York in front of your friends and family, do you feel any extra pressure to play better?
No. I've played in New Jersey long enough for the last couple of years that, I've kind of gotten used to playing up there, which is great. I love coming back home to be able to play. But, I know my family and friends will support me, no matter what the outcome. But I do enjoy playing up there, and I do enjoy winning up there against, the teams I grew up watching.
Did you root for the Jets at all when you were a kid, and how's it playing against them now?
I never root.
So you enjoy having the rivalry against them today?
Yep. It's only added to my dislike as a child.
That's good. Well, hopefully it fires the Dolphins to push ahead at the end of the year. I mean, I wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the year. You guys have definitely turned around your performance, and I wish you as a player the best of luck.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show.